producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Seven after the hour on the Good Day Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen. This weekend is Valentine's weekend, and Dr. Ken, unfortunately, has his heart and he has his soul, but he doesn't have a voice. He called me yesterday, and I've got laryngitis and I can't talk. And the reason he has laryngitis is because he went to a dentist, and the dentist had laryngitis, but the dentist said, "Don't worry, I'm fine. I'm over it." So he went to the dentist believing that the dentist is telling him the truth. And maybe in her mind she was telling him the truth, but it didn't work out so well for Ken, who is a very healthy specimen. He's been talking on and off the air for months about how he's lost weight, he's exercising. I would tell you he has a good, strong immune system, but not strong enough to fight off this. So he, for the first time that I can remember, is not here because he doesn't feel well. As a matter of fact, I've been doing this program with him for, I think, 12 years, and I can't ever remember him telling me that he couldn't do it because he didn't feel well. And I don't, he said, well, he feels okay, but he just can't talk. So because of that circumstance, I present to you another gentleman. I would trust Ken Kronhaus with my life. I also would trust Jack Stockwell with my life. Dr. Jack, who is on the Good Day program every week, along with Dr. Ken, the Good Day Monday through Friday program, is a Nuka chiropractor. He takes the full spine approach to chiropractic. I'm going to have him explain to you what a Nuka chiropractor is, why they are so special, why he is so special, why I listen to him. And because most of the people, if not all the people that are actually on this program, whether it be my weekend programs or the weekday program, are all my friends. They get to be my friends sometimes by being on the air, but they're here because I trust them and what they have to say. So there may be times when we have conversation on this program where you hear Jack say something that may or may not agree with what Ken has said. Jack's been on this program on a couple of occasions when we wanted to discuss or debate the issues, the medical issues. I haven't really thought that that was always useful because, okay, you present one point of view, another point of view. I'm not one of these people who thinks that radio should be a wrestling match. I know that I may be in the minority in some circumstances, but I'd rather be here to enlighten than anything else. So that's why I have Jack here, and that's why I thought perhaps it would be a different approach. But yet, your questions can come in with the same focus. 888-553-7536. That's the line. Kara will answer the call. She'll get a little information from you, and then you'll go on with Jack and me. Jack will explain from his perspective, from his medical background, what it is that you may need to be thinking about or what you need to have as a concern. 888-553-7536. So let's get to what a Nuka chiropractor is. And just for the heck of it, Jack, by the way, has a website that's called theforbiddendoctor.com. So that may tell you something about who he is or where he's coming from. He, by the way, and his wife, Mary Stockwell, who is a medical genius, has been trained. A lot of it has been trained. The reason that they got together, if I remember the story correctly, Jack, she had some malady, and she had breast tumors. I remember her telling me the story, and she did the research to find out what was going on because the cancer was rampant in her family. Am I on solid ground here? My memory serving me well?
Oh, yes. Her grandmother passed away in her mother's bed, and she was there at the time from breast cancer. Aunts, sisters. Yes, it's like a lot of families more and more all the time. It's beginning to be a rampant appearance.
Right. Okay. So the idea of
learning, studying, bringing yourself around to whether you have formal degrees, informal degrees. You know, we kid on this program all the time about me having, I'm practicing, I don't have a license, but I practice one with caution and care, concern, but knowledge, because I've taken responsibility in my life for my health. You've helped me a lot with that in the last, I'm just trying to think before we went on the air, how long I've known you.
At least 7-8 years.
7 or 8 years. Yeah.
Yes, at least.
Jack has a practice in Salt Lake City, where he and his wife have an office. And as a result of his own work on, not mind the formal, the schooling together, formal, but he and Mary have done so much research. And during the course of the program, we'll talk about some of the things that they've done, some of the things you can benefit by, including some of the products that are at the Forbidden Doctor. But just for the record, your background includes what kind of academic medical training?
Well, chiropractic education is 10 semesters. Actually,
that's five years.
Yeah. That's 5 years. But that follows a 3-year pre-medical program. Pre-chiro is exactly the same as pre-med. You've got to have 90 hours of pre-med. We just refer to pre-chiro because you're going to chiro school.
Right.
And then you've got 10 semesters that follow that. And so it's a rather lengthy, in-depth education by all means.
Now, the chiropractor believes that having a strong spine and the related ancillary events that happen as a result of having a strong spine will lead you to good health. And, I mean, common sense would tell you that without a strong spine, you wouldn't have any health at all or not much. So what? Take it from there, Jack, will you?
Well, really, what chiropractic is about is the nervous system. Mm-hmm. The reason that we work on the spine or the upper neck, it's easy to think of the spine as four separate areas, the neck, the rib cage, the low back, the sacrum. But they're all connected. It's all intimately connected with discs and muscles and tendons and ligaments. That it's all one structure. It's like a torsion bar. And the reason that we deal with the spine is because it houses the central nervous system. So our easiest access physically, in the sense of moving things around to the nervous system, is through the spine, because that's where it's located.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the basic philosophical differences in medicine, the primary philosophy is that we have time bombs inside of us. There's landmines out there. And if we can orient our life away from these time bombs, if we can orient our path away from these landmines, we might be able to live a full life without a whole lot of problems. But eventually these bombs are going to go off, and then we have to turn to medical help to get those things taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
The chiropractic philosophy is more of a vitalistic thing, is that the body, having the internal intelligence to build itself, knows how to heal itself.
Mm-hmm.
And what we need to do is to remove whatever restrictions there are that's stopping or inhibiting the body from healing itself. So I'll explain that to a new patient, then I'll ask them which one of those two is correct. And of course, they're confused because I'm setting them up, because they're both correct.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a time for medicine, and then there's a time for something that deals with chronic problems. You know, if I go through the windshield on my way to work, I want to go to the best emergency room I can possibly find.
Yeah.
But if I'm dealing with a chronic problem, low back pain, the sciatica stuff, shoulder problems, cardiopulmonary, digestive, elimination, all these things that are controlled by the nervous system that have a chronicity to them, that have come and go, come and go, come and go, then there's something else going on besides an acute type of problem. And so that's when it may be something that's going on inside the body that's restricting itself from healing itself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what chiropractic specializes in.
All right.
There's almost 70,000 of them in America now.
70,000 chiropractors.
70,000.
But how many NUCA chiropractors are there that do your approach? This is very specialized, requires much more education. There aren't a whole lot of
yes,
them in the hundreds,
true.
That not in the thousands.
There's,
right?
There's almost, I think, almost 30 schools of chiropractic, but only two of them teach what I do. The mother of chiropractic, Palmer, in Davenport, where I went, Davenport,
mm-hmm.
Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
Then the other one's out in the Bay Area. But I think it would be safe to say that 8 to 9 out of 10 chiropractors do pretty much the same thing. Some of us wanted something, a different approach, a different, idea. Mm-hmm. And so we're the collection. Excuse me. I refer to ourselves as the collection of oddballs in chiropractic.
Well, I'm glad because, I found you no matter what. I believed in chiropractic since the mid-80s. I have been seeing chiropractors. I think I started seeing acupuncturists at that time. The work that I did on the farm and continue to do it at this age and will continue to do till I can't walk is something that takes a lot out of you. I'm going to tell you a story in a bit about this procedure that I had done yesterday. So somebody's going to ask, and I'm going to lay this out for you, and then we'll pause for a moment or two. Reflection time from you, too, by the way. Those of you who are listening have questions about this form of medicine versus other forms of medicine. What's your experience? Is it good? Is it super? Did you have some questions about using the chiropractic way of approaching your health? 888-553-7536. I'm presenting a different point of view medically because Ken is under the weather, so I invited my friend Jack, as you heard me say a few minutes ago, the two of them are the ones. And I get so much different information from the two of them, but I think the responsibility that I take for my own health and well-being and the people that I care about proves that having used both, and I use that term in a with love and with a quotation mark around it, use the two of them in terms of the knowledge bank has served me very well over the years that I have known them because I'm a pretty healthy specimen, and I'm proud of that, and I'm more proud, I think, of my relationship with Jack and with Ken. So you have the ability, at least today, to reach out and talk to Jack if you'd like, 888-553-7536. We'll talk about the difference between this kind of chiropractic, what the degree is in the DO in a matter of moments. First, though, I would like to tell you what Ken would tell you if he were here, stories about people who work on their appearance to make themselves better. Because as Jack will tell you, every good doctor, no matter what their background, if you feel good in your head, your body's going to feel better. Good head, good body. It's all in your mind, the mind-body connection. So if you have hair that's falling out and you would like to curb that, I bring you the following information about a product called Provia. Provia strengthens your hair follicles, gives you stronger, fuller, more vibrant hair. No nasty side effects, no pharmaceuticals, all natural, comes from really great people at a great company that specialize in having products that are all natural, that help how you look and therefore how you feel. And Provia works for both men and women. So if you are losing your hair, part line, front of your hair, it's not. If you have male pattern baldness, this is not going to work for you. But if you have hair that's falling out because you've used cheap shampoos and cheap products on your hair, and you didn't even know, you didn't give it any thought, but if it's stuff you buy at the dollar store, probably don't want to be using it anymore on your head. So this product, Provia, cleanses the pores, opens them up so that the follicles, and I may have Jack explain a little bit more about how this works as well, because we've had some people say, huh, could it really be that this is how it works? Cleanse your pores, open them up, that's what the stuff from the cheap shampoos plugs up the pores like cement. This product cleanses them, opens them up so the hair follicles under your scalp can come through and thrive and replace the hair that's fallen out. So, you want to do something about your hair and your hairline? Call 800-525-8319. Get that million dollar look back again. I say when you call 800-525-8319, just say, I want to get my hair back or my money back. So that's what will happen. You'll get your hair back or your money back when you call 800-525-8319. That's the story in a nutshell. Provia, and when you mention you're listening to Good Day Health, they will give you the opportunity to have a second Provia. So there's the regular Provia. There's the super strength Provia. Both of them work to make your hair follicles grow stronger and your appearance much better. Comes with a volumizer, too, included in it. 800-525-8319 for Provia. Good Day Health at 21 after the hour.
The Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now 23 and change at the hour. Good day. Health is on the air. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Dr. Jack Stockwell, whose website is the Forbidden Doctor, forbiddendoctor.com. I want him to explain what goes on there, because many of you will find this a refreshing way to get new information about some of the things that may be affecting you. I'm going to tell you a story about a procedure that I had done to me yesterday medically at UCLA. First, though, as Jack has presented an outline as to what his own chiropractic background is, what is your degree? You are a doctor. What is the doctor? A D?
DC.
You're a DC. Okay.
Doctor of chiropractic. Right?
Okay. So the difference, many people confuse DCs with DOs. What's the difference between a doctor of chiropractic and a doctor of orthopedics?
That's a great question, Doug.
Thank you.
DO is a doctor of osteopathy.
Yeah.
Osteopathy was discovered, I think, if I remember right, either in the 1850s or 1860s by a Dr. Still in the Midwest, who found out that the position of the bones in the spine affected the circulation of blood throughout the body. And when these bones were set in a position that he thought was more correct, the way nature intended, circulation improved. And when circulation improved, obviously health of the body would improve. And so osteopathy was a manipulative approach to the spine that showed up before chiropractic did. Chiropractic showed up in 1896 when it was discovered by the return of healing to hearing to someone who was deaf, had been deaf for over 17 years. And it was, again, putting the spine back in the position that nature intended, that it had been removed from because of accident or trauma or falls or difficult birth or whatever else, that would restore proper nerve function to the organs. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, restore better blood supply. Both of these modalities were a serious threat to the drug approach that medicine offered. But at the turn of the last century, in the 1900s, the majority of medical doctors then didn't go to medical school because there were very few medical schools. They would just apprentice and train with a doctor that practiced the kind of medicine they were interested in, whether it's obstetrics or neurology or whatever. They would go there and spend a lot of time until they satisfied the state's requirements to get a license to become a medical doctor themselves. Mm-hmm. Medicine didn't really take on the persona that it has now until the discovery of antibiotics. Mm-hmm. And then it really began to be a controlled business. And because osteopathy at the time, what osteopaths practiced, was a big competition to the drug approach, medicine simply did what they could to get rid of the osteopaths.
Mm-hmm.
But there were too many of them, and they were too popular with the people, so they absorbed them. And so today, there's very, very little difference between an MD degree and a DO degree.
Right.
And the same thing now has happened with chiropractic. Chiropractic right now is the biggest competition to the drug approach to health. And so medicine set out to contain and destroy chiropractic during the 50s and the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And a huge lawsuit took place in New York, the Katzendaffer case, where in federal court it was finally proven that medicine was colluding to destroy chiropractic because of its competition.
Right.
And so the court decision was in favor of chiropractic. Medicine, the American Medical Association was fined millions of dollars because
right.
of the conclusion.
They were the
conclusion.
Ones who conspired, yeah.
Right. And that money, interestingly enough, by the federal court, had to go to chiropractic research.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of a double slap.
Right.
And so now medicine is trying to do the same thing with chiropractic that it did with osteopathy.
Bring them in.
50, 60 years. Yeah, because there are several states now that have legislation before their state governments to give chiropractors Class 2 drugs. The right to prescribe Class 2 drugs, which is essentially painkillers.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be the end of chiropractic.
Yep. Hey, we have the DO, the DC, we should have a DD, Doctor of Drugs. I'm sure that Ken would object to that.
But, no, but I said earlier, there is a place for that.
Yes, there is.
I mean, when you are in a crisis, life-saving situation, you want the best MD you can find.
Right.
Short of that, for chronic problems, drugs are usually not the answer.
No, they aren't. You get hooked on. All right, let's talk some more about this as we continue. Dr. Jack Stockwell in for Dr. Ken at 28 past the hour on Good Day Health.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidator's Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray woodlook tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18 months special financing. The best flooring deals end Tuesday, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one. A fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, 33 and change past the hour now on the Good Day Health Program. Health from a different perspective today because Dr. Ken Kronhaus is, I wouldn't say he's ill, but when you lose your voice, laryngitis, I've had that happen to me, but not often. And normally what happens to me in that circumstance is I've been on an airplane in some close quarters. But what I know for sure, whether it's Ken that tells me this or Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's in subbing for Dr. Ken this weekend, is that my immune system is not handling what my body has been exposed to. If you have Jack's philosophy, and we'll get to that, we're talking about chiropractic care and the various other things that are part of the medical community, that are part of your toolbox, in fact. And so, under the circumstances, Ken takes a lot of calls from people who have specific maladies. Jack is happy to take whatever calls you would like to bring in him. I'm actually getting some email from some people. I just got an email from someone who wanted to ask you about baby teeth, and I'll get to that because it's a good question. But anyway, you can send me an email if you'd like, doug@dougstefan.com, facebook.com/goodday, twitter@goodday, 888-553-7536, the normal number here. So Ken, I'm going to say Ken, everyone's going, well, I mean Jack.
That's okay.
Habit that we are. Well, for the benefit of those who are just joining us, I trust Ken and Jack with my life, literally, because I not only are they my friends, but I have great respect for the different knowledge that they both have. And I think if I put myself out there as someone, and Jack, you can speak to this, who has, especially in the last 35 years since I started to embrace chiropractic care, and worked it with a family doctor that we had in our family from the very beginning. We had the same doctor for almost 40 years, took care of my mother, my father, my sisters, and me. And he was very traditional. He didn't want me to take supplements. He's, you know, just when you go to the bathroom, you'll see all the supplements you took. he was a cardiologist as well, but good GP. In the days when there were, when that's how we had our health taken care of, when we needed advice, we went to a doctor who knew a lot about a lot. And now everything has gotten so specialized for all kinds of different reasons. And I think that that's good. And I'll tell you why in my own experience that I had in a procedure that was done to me yesterday. But as we were explaining earlier, Ken has a laryngitis that has I've never heard him not be able to speak. I've battled with it. Sometimes you have to use your voice a lot, and your voice box maybe is a little more vulnerable. But Jack's philosophy, and I'm going to put it in a nutshell, and he's going to explain to us how it may work in cases of those of you who may have laryngitis or anything else. If you have a strong, healthy gut, the stomach, the intestines, all the areas where the food goes to be processed, then it will enhance, build up, strengthen, keep your immune system functioning so that you won't get. I mean, one of the things that I say all the time here, Jack, is that I'm as healthy as I am because I have a strong immune system. Yes. That's because I eat well, I take good supplements, I've been on the farm all my life, I've been exposed to dirt and all kinds of things when I was growing up that I think hardened my system or made it hum, because I just don't. I mean, I've been sick twice in 25 years, and both times it was because I ate something that I shouldn't have eaten. It didn't have anything to do with what was going on the rest of me. It just happened that I got a hold of the same stuff. I had lobster, and I got really horribly sick on a ship and a cruise in 1988. And I was never sick again until Meredith and I went to a restaurant, and I had lobster, I think it was 3 years ago now, 2 or 3 years ago. And man, was I, you remember that, I was, woof, for 3 days, nothing went on with me. And so the approach to having a strong immune system has to do with lots of different things, and Jack's going to explain that, and not necessarily what Jack may have had. He's working out a lot, he's lost a lot of weight, he's working hard, and all those things sometimes factor into having a lower immune system. So what's the general concern as to how your immune system functions, Jack?
Well, let's use Ken in his current situation as an example here, because it wasn't the dentist that made him sick.
I told
the story. Ken's own body.
Ken went to a dentist, and this person said that she had had laryngitis, but she was through it, and apparently she wasn't. Okay, so now Ken was exposed to it, and his immune system is not up to par. Basically, that's probably what's going on, right?
Well, here's the situation. Whenever we are exposed to a bacteria or a virus that we haven't come across before and we do not really have our immune system ready to tackle it, mm-hmm. we will get sick. And we want to blame it on the virus, when in fact it's not the virus that's making us sick at all. It's our body's response to that virus to develop antibodies, to develop what's called the cell or the humor or the cell mediated mm-hmm. Response to it, where the white blood cells of our body start to attack that particular bug or whatever. And histamine is released. That's where the sore throat and the runny nose and the itchy eyes and the sickness and the general malaise that hits us is our body is responding to get rid of whatever that invading microbe is.
And by the way, I can say that for me, in my case, I have had for much of my adult life a lot of phlegm. A lot of it, and yeah. It is something that I'm fighting, if that's what it is, all the time, whether it's because I'm not supposed to have dairy or there's something else that's in my environment that creates this. Sometimes it's better than others. Most of it is in the spring and the fall when I'm on the farm outside in all kinds of circumstances where there's a lot of pollen around. But it has followed me through this winter and many winters as well. Same kind of thing, isn't it?
Yes. Well, exactly. But it's your body's response to this. Ken's body is strong, and his body was responding exactly the way it's supposed to respond. When anytime anybody would really be worried about this is if they were around somebody that was sick, and they can proudly say, I have never, ever been sick.
Mm-hmm.
There's something wrong inside the system that is not responding to a regular cleansing cycle, mm-hmm. that it will use the phlegm, it will use mucus, it will use what appears to be a cold. But if you ever have what you think is a cold and you're not having a fever, you're not really sick laid up in bed with a burning fever. It probably wasn't a cold. It's probably really a cycle that your body's going through to clean itself out.
Mm-hmm.
So when Ken gets sick, his cell-mediated immunity is kicking into action, getting ready to do what it can to deal with this bug, so that his humoral immunity, which is the ability to build antibodies to whatever that viral agent was that he picked up, is in gear so that if he ever runs against that again, he's not going to have any kind of a problem. So if Ken had called me up and said, hey, Jack, this is what's happening from your point of view, what do you recommend? Well, I'm going to recommend, here's some supplements I suggest you take to strengthen your immune response to this. But Ken, your body is doing exactly what it should be doing when it's faced with a new type of microbe. And get some rest, get plenty of water, give your body a chance to respond to this, and you're going to be just fine because your body is working just the way it's supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
People whose bodies will not respond in this way is setting themselves up for something much, much worse. As Mary is always saying in our podcasts, our body pulls in microbes. It pulls in viral agents. It pulls in bacterial agents. It will even pull in parasites and things like this because it needs these agents, these entities inside of us to clean out something. That if
up.
It didn't do that, mm-hmm. something much worse would happen as a result.
All right, Jack's reference to Mary. Let me underscore. Mary is Jack's wife. She practices with him in his clinic in Salt Lake City. They have a website called The Forbidden Doctor. Go to The Forbidden Doctor. Go through the podcast. Jack just made reference to the podcasts that are there. They do a new one every week. They've been doing this for over a year. They have had hundreds of thousands of people download the information that's there. You certainly get a full and open airing of the ideas that he and Mary have come up with, they've researched, and it'll give you an approach to something that's similar to what Jack is talking about here. How do you handle this problem? How do you handle that problem? What's the focus this week at ForbiddenDoctor.com in your podcast?
Oh, it's three things. What is today?
Today's
okay, Saturday. Oh, yeah. We have a new one. We have a new one that will be coming out. Yeah, we have a new one that will be coming out, I guess it's this Monday, and it is...
you can't remember.
One thing you need to recover after a heart attack.
All right,
The one, in case there's serious cardiology problems going on, this is the one thing you need to know, and that comes out Monday.
All right, so these podcasts
the latest,
are there. ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Oh, yeah. What do we have now? We have, we're getting close to 60 of them.
Yeah.
And one of these podcasts, I was just going through the titles here, trying to figure out the one that talks about the body's immune response. And I can't find it. It's just embarrassing. I should know, this.
You'll find
but
it.
Explains what I just got through saying in a podcast setting.
All right. 888-553-7536. Charlotte listening in Rome, Georgia, with a question for Dr. Jack Stockwell here for Dr. Ken this weekend. Charlotte, say hi to Dr. Ken.
Hi, Dr. Jack. Ken.
Bye, Dr. Yeah, I said Dr. Ken. There's the force of habit again.
That's right.
Say hi to Dr. Jack.
Good morning. How do you treat someone with osteoporosis?
All right. Osteoporosis, two primary causes. One of them is diet, and the other one is a lack of exercise. Our bones, the bones in our body are not like the two-by-fours that our houses are framed with, that are static and they just stay there until the termites hit them, which some people have compared osteoporosis to. Our bones are dynamic in the sense that they're constantly adapting to the stress that's placed on the bone. And the people who are very sedentary, and I was just explaining this to a patient this week who is developing low back pain, and he hasn't had any injuries or anything else, but he sits at a desk 8 hours a day in his job. We were not genetically designed to sit at a desk 8 hours a day. We were genetically designed to be up, moving around, hoeing that row, doing what is necessary to gather food, to gather protection and strength against whatever nature has to deal with us. We're designed to be moving up, moving around, heart speed up, heart slow down, but a constant demand on the bones. When we have a sedentary lifestyle, the body says, I don't need all of this. I'm going to start getting rid of some of this. A good example is the astronauts that are in the International Space Station. Some of them who've been up there for as much as 6 months, when they come back down, they have found as much as a 30 to 40% loss of their bone mass because gravity isn't pulling on the body, signaling the need for the body to strengthen its own bones. So when we move from a sedentary lifestyle to one that's more active, and I don't mean you go to the gym and start pumping iron, although that's a good idea, just getting up and moving around a lot more, an hour walk a day, wherever that is possible, will go a long way towards strengthening the bones. The other thing that we need to do is the diets that we eat. Sugar is murder on the bones. Grain, and I some people will depart from me at this point, but grain is terrible for the bones because grain has a very acidic effect. There's things called acid ash and alkaline ash. It's the way when we eat different kinds of foods, how it ends up in the system when it's been processed. Grains are very acidic. The more grain we eat, the more this acidic condition exists in the body, and your body will literally pull calcium out of your bones into the bloodstream to balance this buildup of pH as the pH begins to drop a little bit. And there's a very small window inside your blood for the pH, which is the acid-alkaline balance. Your blood should be slightly alkaline. And any time it starts to move away from that, your body will buffer it by pulling calcium out of the bones. So the,
all right,
more,
so what are we,
the bottom
we,
line...
Okay, what if we, just to clarify this, if we're eating bread, and it's called whole grain bread or nine-grain bread, versus the bread that's made someplace, I'm trying to think, it was like rice bread, but rice is a grain as well. So is there any bread that people can use for a sandwich? I'm about to make myself a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and I'm thinking, I heard this earlier this week about how bad grains were, and I've heard it for a long time, and I stayed away from it. I kept Charlotte, my dog, away from it. Most people do that with their dogs. They don't think about it with themselves. But there is it has a detrimental effect on you, and is it all grains no matter what? And if that's the case, then do we not have any, even the specialty gluten-free breads? We should stay away from them too.
Well, gluten-free bread is simply a gut problem. You should be able to eat bread and not have a gluten allergy or a gluten.
But when it's got grain in it, though, so wasn't that?
Yeah. Well, the gluten is only in a few grains. It's like, what is it? It's wheat and rye and barley.
But grains in general.
Like,
you say grains.
Some people, again, here's the blanket approach kind of thing, that everybody should be wearing a size 9 shoe. Everybody should be weighing 175 pounds. Some people can handle grains just fine. The majority of us can't. And it depends on our genetic background. Where did our ancestors on this planet come from? Did they come from areas that typically have a lot of grain in their diets as opposed to areas that didn't? And as a result, this country was, what are we, 200 or 300 years old. A lot of people listening right now are first, second, third generation Americans. They do not even have the ancestry here that some of the rest of us do. My blood goes back before the revolution, but they're all from Northern Europe. And Northern Europe is not necessarily a grain-centered culture,
right,
if you go back more than 200 or 300 years. Not like the Mediterranean areas, but the Mediterranean area typically has had this whole grain that you're talking about.
All right, so before we run ourselves out of time, that's a good explanation for that. Charlotte says that she is nervous in terms of thinking about a chiropractor. Why are you nervous? What did you hear? Have you ever been to a chiropractor, Charlotte?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Why are you nervous?
Because I'm afraid they'll crack a bone.
Really? All right, Jack. You got 60 seconds to change your mind.
Well, say, you know, I have to be careful here because I don't want to offend too many of my colleagues. But I do upper cervical work, and you know what I do. You know how gentle the work I do.
Yep.
And so I would suggest that if for someone who's been afraid of that, and for a lot of people that works just fine, but if you're afraid of something like that, find yourself an upper cervical doctor. An upper cervical doctor of chiropractic, meaning the upper neck, that all they actually contact is the top bone in the neck. And the reason for that is that the top bone in the neck is the only bone that moves freely from the rest of the spine because there is no disc connecting it to the second bone. From the second bone on down, they all have discs and they all move together as a unit. But the top bone doesn't, and that's why that's a very gentle approach. So there's about 8 different techniques out there that address that top bone, and that's what I would suggest. Find an upper cervical chiropractor.
All right, there you go, Charlotte. Some good advice from Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health at 51 past the hour.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
It is 53 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the Good Day Health Program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's normally here, has laryngitis and can't speak, so I thought it would be nice for us to have a different approach and have Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's another doctor connected to my weekday Good Day program, on to talk about his area of expertise, the Nuka chiropractor, the spine approach to health, and all kinds of other things that he and his wife practice at their clinic. You can go to his website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, and get all kinds of information about what he's doing, what he's found in his research, some of the products that he gets behind, et cetera, et cetera. Speaking of products that we're behind, this is February, and it's National Heart Health Month. You understand that, right? Cardiovascular issues affect a majority of both men and women here in our country, so here on the Good Day Health Program, Ken is happy to encourage you to think about your heart health, think about your cardiovascular system this month and every month of the year, frankly. That's what Ken's about. And thus, his support for a product called Super Beats. Super Beats. maintaining your heart health by drinking Super Beats every day is a super way for you to keep your blood pressure where it's supposed to be or get it down if it's a little bit too high. This is a superfood powder that you mix with water or yogurt. You put it in a smoothie if you want. Again, the name Super Beats sort of says it all. The all-natural dietary nitrates in Super Beats are sourced from non-GMO beets. They help boost circulation, support healthy blood pressure. It's all natural, no drugs whatsoever. I have never had a cup of coffee in my life. People say, how do you wake up every morning at 4 o'clock and make it work for you? Well, it has to do with my background on the farm, that sort of thing. But I'll tell you, something that people are using, and I am as well, a shot of Super Beats. Pour a, give yourself a glass of maybe 4 ounces of water. Take a teaspoon of Super Beats, the powder that comes in the canister that you're going to get when you order at 800-655-4183. You will not have to have a cup of coffee in the morning. During the early part of the day, actually, what I do is take the encapsulated form of Super Beats. It's a capsule called Neo 40. Has a teaspoon of Super Beats that's been granulated, and then you put it in your mouth. It melts and is immediately absorbed into your system, so you get that energy, the opening up of the all of your arteries and veins. That's what helps getting the blood around. That's why your blood pressure goes down, because there's better flow. And because it's all natural, man, is this stuff good? Stamina booster if you're working out? That's where I use it. This is not an energy drink. This is something, there's no sugar really in it. It tastes like berries. You'll feel the energy and the stamina boost right away with the Neo 40 capsule, and within 20 minutes when you use the Super Beats in a glass of water. So celebrate National Heart Month. Protect your heart this month and every month. If you don't feel the results, by the way, you don't have to pay for the product. It's guaranteed to work. Super Beats, 800-655-4183. And when you order the regular supply, I think it's a 3-month supply, they'll give you a 30-day supply free with your first order. You'll get nitric oxide indicator strips so that you can see how much nitric oxide you have in your system, know how much more Super Beats you're supposed to have. But you want to get the veins opened up so you can get blood to your brain, to your heart, to your muscles, all your organs. And that's what Super Beats does. Plus, you'll get a copy of the book, Beat the Odds, when you order now at 800-655-4183. I know you'll be moved to do this because it makes nothing but sense. You've heard Ken talk about it, so take some action for yourself. 800-655-4183 for Super Beats. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here, and we're talking about your health from a different perspective. The story of my procedure yesterday, which is something that that comes right out of sort of the Jack playbook. What are you doing with your spine? And the difference between, as the lady just asked, well, that's a good question. You hear it all the time. And it goes back to that period that Jack was talking about when ABC News, actually, in the, I think, late 60s, early 70s, did a 2020 piece or whatever their news said. ABC's is 2020, I think, isn't it? Mm-hmm. When it was first on the air, they did a scathing piece on a woman who'd had a stroke after visiting a chiropractor. So the conclusion that they wanted you to have, because the networks are in cahoots with the major medical establishments and the drug companies, look at where their advertising money comes from, they ain't getting money from the chiropractor, so man, they went right for them. And there was a real focus nationally on whether chiropractic care was healthy. It was very damaging. And it was all because of this. So the AMA was in it, and now they are supportive because they know that people are voting with their dollars. More people spend their money medically on alternative care, much like we're talking about here, than on so-called traditional health care.
Yeah, for several years now.
Yeah, right. All right, Dr. Jack and I continue in the next hour of Good Day Health, 59 past the hour.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.